Welcome to the Preconception Podcast, the only podcast dedicated exclusively to guiding women through the preconception period. Our mission is to make sure you have the information you need in order to have the healthiest pregnancy possible, whether that happens next month or next year. The decisions you make today can significantly impact the health of you and your future children for years to come. So each week on our podcast, we'll discuss one piece of the preconception puzzle. This way, you can enter pregnancy empowered, informed, and in the best health possible. Join us on your journey and have today be the day you start planning your perfect pregnancy. Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Preconception Podcast. This is Christy, your host and the co-founder and CEO of Preconception, the first and only direct-to-consumer preconception testing service where every woman can get access to the preconception tests that are recommended for her before pregnancy. Today, we're going to be talking about the vaccinations that you need to have before pregnancy. This is a question that I get a lot, and I love it because it shows me that people are thinking in advance and actively planning their preconception journey, which is our number one goal. Now, I'd like to start this out with the caveat that I'm going to be talking about vaccinations that apply to women who have previously had all of their recommended vaccinations. And so, if you are someone who did not have routine childhood vaccinations or are behind on standard vaccinations, then this may not be applicable to you. But for everyone else, you've come to the right spot. One of the things that we should talk about before we start our conversation about each individual vaccine is how vaccines work. So every vaccination is developed in order to create an immune response in your body. And what that means is that when you are exposed to certain proteins or antigens of specific viruses, what happens is your body creates antibodies against them. Now, a vaccination essentially tricks your body into thinking that it's been exposed to the virus even when it hasn't. And this is done in two ways. One can be a live vaccine, which means that it's actually a live virus, but it's attenuated, which means that it's been minimized in a way that will not typically cause the actual infection. The other way is through an inactivated virus. And this means that some protein that will trigger the immune response in your body is still present, but the actual ability of that protein to cause infection is zero because it doesn't have the infection capabilities that the actual virus does. So we're going to be talking about six different vaccines today, starting with the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine, as it describes, is a vaccination against influenza. This is a seasonal vaccine, which means that it's recommended every year, and that's because the flu strains change every year. And so whatever influenza strains are noted to be circulating in a given year will determine what the vaccine includes. Now, the flu vaccine is particularly important as it relates to the preconception period because you can actually get the flu vaccine before pregnancy if it's been developed for that year that you want to get pregnant. And while the flu vaccine overall has been shown to be safe in pregnant women, it is a new vaccine every year. And so it's often not tested on pregnant women before it's administered to them. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't get it if you are already pregnant, but if you have the chance to get it before pregnancy, that can often provide some peace of mind. The other benefit of having the flu vaccine before pregnancy is that if you do become pregnant in that season, not only are you protected, but your baby is also protected for a short amount of time after it's born. And so when we talk about the flu vaccine, this is actually available in both forms, the live attenuated form and the inactivated form. And so if you receive it prior to pregnancy, you can receive either of those. However, if you receive it during pregnancy, they'll recommend that you receive the inactivated form. The second vaccine I'd like to speak about is the Tdap vaccine. This stands for tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And while many of us may be familiar with tetanus, this is the same vaccine that you get when you step on a rusty nail, for instance. It's also used for pertussis, which is the medical term for whooping cough. Now, whooping cough is particularly important to talk about as it relates to pregnancy because this is a vaccination that, if given before or during pregnancy, has been shown to increase your immunity as the mother, which can then transfer through the placenta to the baby. This is important because this immunity can actually protect the baby for the first couple of months before they're able to get their own vaccination at 2 months of age. Now, if you get this vaccination before pregnancy, simply for the effect of the whooping cough booster, you may still be recommended to get it during pregnancy, although that's definitely a conversation you can have with your provider in the preconception period. Typically during pregnancy, it's recommended between 27 and 36 weeks gestation. However, I bring it up in the preconception period more so because even if you've had the Tdap vaccine previously, it's recommended to have a booster every 10 years, regardless of your pregnancy plans. And so what this means is if you have not had this vaccine in the last 10 years, it's important to have it just to stay up to date on your vaccinations, regardless of whether you'll have a booster during pregnancy. The third vaccine we're going to talk about today is the hepatitis A vaccine. Now, this vaccine is typically given to children today at 12 months of age. However, when we were younger, hepatitis A was not part of the routine vaccination series, and so many adults in their reproductive years currently are not immune to hepatitis A. Hepatitis A is a virus that affects the liver. It's typically transmitted through the fecal-oral route, which means that it's typically transmitted either from person to person or from contaminated food and water. Now, while hepatitis A is less severe in general than hepatitis B and C, because it's self-limiting and does not cause chronic infection like B and C can, it's still important to note, especially for people who are at high risk of contracting hepatitis A. People who are at risk of hepatitis A may fall into many groups, such as people who are homeless, people who have HIV infection, people who have specific occupational exposures or chronic illness. But for the purpose of this podcast, the most applicable reason that you may want to get the hepatitis A vaccine before pregnancy is if you plan to do international travel, either before or during pregnancy. So because this is transmitted through the fecal-oral route, developing countries often have higher rates of hepatitis A because they have or may have less sanitary working and living conditions, including limited access to clean water and hand hygiene. The great thing about the hepatitis A vaccine, when you compare it to vaccinations such as the flu or the Tdap vaccine, is that currently it does not require you to have a booster vaccine. So once you complete the initial series, you're done for life. One thing to keep in mind, however, if you're planning on vaccinating against hepatitis A before pregnancy, is that it's a two-dose vaccination series, which means that you get one dose and then 6 to 12 months later you get the second one. And so when we talk about preconception planning 1 to 2 years before pregnancy, this is one of those reasons that we say that, because some things such as vaccinations, weight changes, diet changes can take several months or even a year or two. And so planning in advance is super important. While we're on the topic of hepatitis A, I'd like to also speak about the hepatitis B vaccine. Now, if you're around my age, which means that in the late 90s, you were probably in middle school or high school, you may remember that when the hepatitis B vaccine came out, they did what's called catch-up vaccination, which means that they started implementing it for infants immediately after birth. And for those children who had not previously been vaccinated before the vaccine was invented or recommended early on in infancy, it was now recommended to be completed at whatever age you were. And so I remember I was in middle school and had to go through this 3-series vaccination for hepatitis B. However, if you're someone who did not go through that vaccination, you are likely not immune to hepatitis B. And hepatitis B can be transmitted through blood, through sexual activity, etc., and can cause lifelong infection. And so if you're someone who did not get vaccinated back then, it's definitely something that you want to consider doing before pregnancy. Today, there are 2 different types of hepatitis B vaccines. There's a 2-dose series, which you can get over the course of a month, and there's a 3-dose series, which happens over the course of 6 months, similar to the hepatitis A vaccine. Another great thing, if you happen to need vaccination for hepatitis A and B still, is there is now a combination vaccination. And so over the course of 6 months, you can get vaccinated with hepatitis A and B together. Now, if you're familiar with preconception testing and specifically our essential preconception test package, you'll remember that our test package includes testing for hepatitis B surface antigen. Now, what this tests for is to see if you actually have the hepatitis B virus. And so if you have the virus, it's super important to know before pregnancy so that you can receive appropriate treatment, because once you're pregnant, treatment is not typically recommended and there is the risk of transmitting it to the baby. And so while we don't test for immunity, because most people of reproductive age are immune due to that catch-up vaccination that we received, if you're not already immune, you should definitely speak with your healthcare provider about getting it. And you should also have the test to make sure that you do not have hepatitis B. Okay, moving on, let's talk about the MMRV vaccine. This stands for measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella. Now, the MMR vaccine used to be its own vaccine. However, when vaccination against varicella, which is the chickenpox virus, was developed, they also developed a combination vaccine, the MMRV vaccine. And so if you receive childhood vaccination, you likely received the MMR vaccine. However, again, back when most of us were younger, the varicella vaccine had not yet been invented. And so if you're in your late 20s or early 30s, you probably were not vaccinated against varicella. And in fact, you may have actually had chickenpox. One interesting thing about rubella and varicella particularly is that immunity can wane over time, which means that it can decrease even if you've been vaccinated or even if you've had the virus like chickenpox. And this means that despite having been vaccinated when you were younger, now 20 or 30 years later, you may not actually have immunity to that virus anymore. And so one of the things that's recommended is that before pregnancy, you get tested to see if you are immune to rubella, which is known as German measles, and varicella, the chickenpox virus. And if you're not immune, it's typically recommended that you have a booster vaccination. And so as part of the essential preconception test package, we also include immunity testing to help determine if you need a booster vaccine or not. As we spoke about earlier, there are two different types of vaccines, and the ones we've spoken about previously are all inactivated vaccines. However, the MMRV vaccine are live attenuated vaccinations, which means that if you wait until you're pregnant and you get tested for immunity then, like often happens with women who do not have preconception testing, you may find out that you're non-immune to rubella or varicella, but you cannot actually receive the vaccine while you're pregnant because of that very small risk of getting the actual virus. Now, rubella and varicella are super important to know about as it relates to pregnancy, because if you become infected with rubella or varicella during pregnancy, it can cause severe pregnancy complications such as miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, or syndromes called congenital rubella or congenital varicella syndrome, where the baby is very sick after birth. And so waiting until you're pregnant to have these tests is really less than ideal. Getting them beforehand when you have the opportunity to receive a booster vaccination and protect yourself and your baby from these viruses is preferred. One thing to note about rubella and varicella vaccination is that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which is the committee that sets the current guidelines for immunizations, recommends that if you get the varicella and rubella vaccine, because it is a live attenuated vaccine, you wait at least 30 days to become pregnant. And so when you're planning your vaccination in the preconception period, you want to make sure that you give yourself enough time not only to get any series of vaccines that you need, but also to make sure that if it's a vaccine like this one, you give yourself the appropriate time afterwards before you start trying to conceive. The last vaccine we're going to talk about today is one of my favorite vaccines, the HPV or human papillomavirus vaccine. Now, this was invented in the early 2000s. And so, again, many of us may have not had it, as it's typically recommended to start after age 9. The great thing is that since that time, they've actually developed a new vaccine called Gardasil 9, which protects against 9 strains of HPV. Now, for anyone who's unfamiliar with HPV, human papillomavirus is the virus that causes cervical cancer and genital warts. And so the current Gardasil 9 vaccine protects against the HPV strains that cause 90% of cervical cancers and 90% of genital warts. Now, as someone who's worked in women's health for years, this is super exciting because HPV is the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. About 80% of women will at some point in their lives be infected with HPV before age 50. And so that means chances are that you have or will have an HPV infection at some point in your life. Because so many women of reproductive age have still never had the HPV vaccine, it's definitely at the top of my list when I talk to women about preconception vaccination. The vaccine is given over a series of 6 months, similar to hepatitis A and hepatitis B, and so it requires advanced planning to make sure that you complete the series before pregnancy. This vaccine is really an investment in your future. And while you may be saying, well, if I've already possibly had HPV, why would I need to be vaccinated against it now? One of the important things to know about HPV is that there's over 150 different strains of HPV. And so you can very well have been infected with one in your teenage years and still become infected with one in the future. About 12,000 women still die every year in the United States from cervical cancer. And cervical cancer is almost completely preventable with appropriate screening and now vaccination. And so this is one that I strongly encourage each of you to speak with your healthcare provider about receiving before pregnancy. Really great news, as of the last couple of years, is that while the HPV vaccine used to only be approved up until age 26, it's now approved until age 45. And so that means that pretty much everyone in their reproductive years is eligible to get the HPV vaccine. It's usually covered by insurance and is something that most OBGYNs stock in their office. And so you should have easy access to it. I hope this episode was helpful for anyone who's been wondering about vaccinations in the preconception period. If you have not had your preconception tests done, including testing for hepatitis B and rubella and varicella immunity, as we spoke about today, we're offering you a special discount on the essential preconception test. Just use the code PODCAST in all caps at checkout and you'll receive a special discount on your test package. We love when you connect with us on social media, so find us on Instagram or Facebook at Preconception Test and drop us a DM. We love to hear from you guys. You can send us your questions and ideas for future podcasts, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, remember to leave us a 5-star review and a comment, if you will, about your favorite thing about the Preconception Podcast and how it's helped you on your pregnancy planning journey. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Preconception Podcast.
The information provided in the Preconception Podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be interpreted as medical advice. Please speak with your healthcare provider to learn more about your health before pregnancy.